Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today, Veterans Day in America, we take a moment to remember and honor all those who have sacrificed their lives and continue to do so to achieve peace and democracy. May God bless each of them and their families. We'd also like to honor veterans across the globe who have made incredible sacrifices to defend freedom. Here is what the Bible declares. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. I don't know whether or not you have good memories of your grammar lessons, but today I'd like to take you back there for a moment. Our verse of the day starts with a little word that's so important, even though it's just three letters long, the word for. As you may remember, for is a coordinating conjunction, like the words and, but, or, yet, nor, and so. People often use the conjunction but. They tell you it's a good idea, but. You may be able to make it, but. That's amazing. But. There's often a but. But is a very human word, often negative, restricting, and discouraging. Are you facing a but right now in your life? This little word can so easily stop your momentum. God doesn't say, but. He says, for. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. John 3:16, an excellent summary of the Bible's whole message, also begins with this word, for. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For introduces God and his Son Jesus into a lost and dying world, and also into the impossible situations in your life. For is the divine coordinating taking place in your life. God's help is deployed, his angels are sent, and his favor is manifested. For is God's conjunction, the conjunction for your life. In short, for is the divine coordinating conjunction for your destiny. My friend, which phrase beginning with but may be echoing in your ears today? But you don't have enough of this or that. But it's impossible. But you're too old, too young. But you're missing this. What if you allowed God to change your destiny by letting it begin with the divine coordinating conjunction for God?
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.